Every Wednesday, we like to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire Council with Mayor Maurice Collison. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you.
That's the way. Fair bit to get through today. There's a planning proposal for Merriwall. What's happening there?
Yeah, this planning proposal is to amend the boundaries of the Merriwall Heritage Conservation Area to better reflect the areas of actual heritage significance. So the proposal applies to the land within the Merriwall Heritage Conservation Area. So please, if you're out around Merriwall and you want to have your say in this proposal, jump onto the email or drop into your council offices with a letter and, have your say.
All right, make sure you have your say. That's a good idea. Also, I saw last week the reservoir for Murrurundi was opened.
Oh, look, isn't this great news? I mean, for years now we've bought the water from Glenbourne to Scone and then from Scone to Murrurundi past the villages. And during that awful drought some couple of years ago, Murrurundi certainly had their fair share of the lack of water. So now with that $900,000 reservoir up there, thanks for the New South Wales state government under the Safe and Secure Water Program, now they have that massive storage tank up there. And of course, if something does go wrong with the pipeline, we still have other storages up there out of the Pages River. So hopefully Murrurundi may never have to have an issue with their water again.
Yeah, obviously, you can never tell exactly what's going to happen in the future, but boy, it's been drought-proofed more than ever before. And having gone through level 6 restrictions like everyone did in Murrurundi for so long, we're so pleased that they've got this facility for the future.
Oh, look, I think definitely. And if you're going to buy a block of land in the beautiful little town of Murrurundi, now it's certainly a great back up to have that water security. And I hope Murrurundi really thrives on this and it goes ahead.
I'm sure they will. The other week we spoke about the sewer works at Cassilis. Is there an update there?
Look, not really. I did have Melinda Pavey, which is the Minister for Water and et cetera, up at Murrurundi last week. I certainly had a short conversation with her, the Cassilis sewer system, looking for some funding to complete that job. I'm sure that Melinda will go away and try her best to try and help us out and try and fix that issue up out there.
How does that conversation go when you say to the Minister, we'd like an extra $2 million if you've got it spare?
Well, actually, when the Minister mentions that she thought that the Mayor may wish to see her, I was given the tick to approach her about something. So,
yeah.
Look, I think she's pretty fair dinkum. She realised the position that we're in out there and I'm sure she will try and help.
Absolutely. And to finish off, a little bit of roadworks, mate.
Yeah, we've got a bit of roadworks around Seder in Scone, and there's been a little bit of backlash on the roughness of it, etc. But just please bear with us. They're putting underground mains across the main drag and filling it back in with materials. It's certainly it's loose, but give us the opportunity just to finish and get a seal over top of it. Then if the job's no good, please jump on the council or jump on the council and have your say.
All righty. Maurice, as always, thank you very much. Everything's in caretaker mode ahead of the upcoming elections on December 4, but I really do appreciate you taking the time to have a word to us, mate.
Thanks very much, and we'll probably catch up next week.